Hello again, Audio Boo. I just want to clarify a couple of things re the bullying issue. I have no personal involvement with either of these girls, and I do not have any kind of vendetta against either of them either. I stumbled upon this situation quite by accident. I have children of similar ages to these. I've got a son of 21 and a son of 16. And I would not like to think that they were involved in anything like this online. Unfortunately, I think it is more of a girl thing. That's the reason I've taken action and brought it to people's attention, because it's of serious concern to me to hear people going at one another in this manner over something that really needs sorting out in a different way. I believe the man involved is the one they need to be talking to, not each other. And please, girls, give it a rest. You know, no man is worth all this, really and truly. And, you know, I have got kids of your age. I'm not being patronising. I have, if I say I've been around a bit, that sounds awful, but you know what I mean. I've been on this earth a bit longer than you two. I don't know it all. Far from it. I don't know your situations. I don't know who's lying. Maybe neither of you are lying. Probably you're not. Maybe this man is playing one off against the other. I don't know him. I don't know you. And I don't want to offend anybody. I just want Audio Boo to step in and separate you two, because it seems to me that something needs to be done. Stay away from one another. Unfollow each other. You know, if he's a real man, he will make it good somehow. That's what he should do. He should say, well, I'm very sorry, so-and-so. I'm not with you anymore. He needs to be the one that takes action, really. I'm just unhappy to see people speaking to each other in this manner and about one another. And then another Audio Boo, which someone else brought to my attention, of three girls basically making threats. I didn't like that either. It's so unnecessary. Get yourselves out. Get a life. I don't mean that in an awful way. Find someone who lives near you. You know, don't put all your eggs in one basket with this bloke. Please. Because I can see them all getting broken. Don't put your whole life round him. Because, you know, I've been there, done it. Got the T-shirt. And I've married twice. Happily married now. Oh, I wasn't ever really unhappily married. Oh, well, you know, things just change sometimes. Things don't always stay the same as you think they're going to be. Things don't always work out how you think they're going to be. People change. So I just want to say, I haven't meant to cause more trouble or be offensive to anybody. I just want to bring it to people's attention, because it's not a nice thing to hear. Okay, you might say I don't have to listen, and I don't. But the fact is, now I know that it's going on, and it worries me. I would hope that if someone knew that my children were in this situation, they would step in and try and do something about it. Because, you know, I'm without putting too fine a point upon it. Sometimes in these instances, lives are involved. And that's why I want it to stop. Please, don't say she's lying, oh, she's lying and all that. Just say, maybe he's lying. Just open your eyes. Open your eyes and open your ears to the possibility that maybe both of you are absolutely telling the truth and maybe he is not. I'm not saying he's a liar, because I'm not going to incriminate myself on Audio Boo. I'm just saying open your ears and eyes to the possibility. Nobody is 100% really trustworthy. You always have to keep a bit of yourself back, and you always have to keep your wits about you, and have 1% of you, even if it's just 1%, that is on the lookout. Now, I suggest you take a good look around you in this situation And I suggest you open your ears and your eyes to what he's doing and not to what each other's doing. Leave each other alone. You may end up the best of friends. You never know, because you may be in the same boat together. You probably are. I hope you work it out, girls. I don't like to see you keep arguing. It's really disturbing for other people. It's not a game. Whether the other person involved thinks it's a game, I don't know. You need to sort it out with him, really, and not keep fighting online. It's not nice. It's not dignified. Have a bit of pride in yourselves. I'm sure you're both nice people and have got very nice, good lives ahead of you. Make the most of it. Don't waste your time squabbling over something that might never happen. Just open your ears, open your eyes, look around you, not just to the possibility that it might not be either of you that's lying, but to everything else around you, the rest of the world, what's going on. Don't let it pass you by. Anyway, that's all I've got to say. Bye for now.